This is Paloma and Davey of PiratePods.com, and we are here backstage at 4th and B with some members of CSS.
I'm Carol, and I play the guitar.
I'm Anna, and I play the guitar and the keyboards.
I'm Lothlox, I'm a vocalist, and I like purple.
Yeah, this season, red is good.
Oh my god, it's so hot! Oh my god, it's so cold! Oh my god, I'm so messed up, I don't know which way to go. Stars above, try to guess, where's my jean, where's my glass? All this mess goes from your ass, but we just for CSS.
We didn't come into the world to walk around, we came here to take you out.
Where were you at this time yesterday?
Yesterday I was in Seattle.
Yeah, me too.
I was in the airport. What time is it? 5.
6, 7, I don't know.
Yeah, I was in the airport. The flight from Tokyo to LA got late. And we were just... It was a bit not so good. Such a good day yesterday.
Could you tell me what you like most about making music?
Playing gigs.
Yeah.
And seeing your CD, like your CD, and seeing the album ready, it's very good.
And I think doing everything else that comes along with it, which is like thinking about other stuff, like the shows and the... Yeah.
I mean, seeing videos is very, very great too.
It's like...
And see people singing along, it's cool.
Yeah. It's so crazy how it starts as like such a small thing, and then it can go beyond... We just had one of our songs in an ad for a perfume, Chloe, and some people didn't like it because I mean, three comments out of 5 on YouTube that I saw were like, oh, I don't like that CSS has a song in an ad, but you know, it's very cool also because Chloe Sevigny is on the commercial and we all really like her.
Yeah, she's one of my favorite actresses.
Yeah, so. It's
and
very
if the song
cool.
is good, it's kind of flattering, if I think, it's used in an ad.
Nothing against using stuff in any ad. We just don't do stuff that are not comfortable.
Yeah, like,
we were very comfortable doing an ad for Chloe with Chloe Sevigny.
Yeah, it was the coolest thing. Not the coolest thing ever, but it was very cool. And some people, they say stuff that is so selfish, like, oh, I don't like the idea of other people seeing CSS than me. You know, it's...
Yeah, it's cool. I kind of understand, because when
too.
I was a teenager and I liked like really weird bands, I didn't want anyone else to like, because I thought they were copying me.
If you were able to incorporate live animals into your act, which animals would you choose?
I would like dogs. Doing dog stuff.
like jumping.
Standing in 2 feet. Or just like doing nothing on the stage. But we would like to have the iRobot that does the vacuum cleaning. We would like to have that as a supporting band.
And a cat on top.
On top,
yeah.
Yeah,
like sleeping.
And we would play some Daft Punk and put some crazy lights, and the vacuum cleaner would be like...
We could put like a police siren. Cleaning the stage.
It's like, would be very like, hello, we are the supporters of CSS.
It would be nice to have a horse too. Like we come in with a horse to the show. Yeah.
Or
it would smell very bad.
Oh no, but
like
if we do that, we're gonna have like a whole stadium to do that. We shouldn't worry about the smell. We get like a helicopter.
I like the idea
and
more of getting like on dogs, like big dogs, just like get them on, like if they were horses.
Didn't Montreal use a horse in We did a show in New York.
Really?
With
where?
On the stage in a horse.
But which? Of Montreal. Yeah. But which venue did they play?
I think it was a Webster Hall.
Okay.
Studio B.
If you got fired from making music, what would be your backup plan? I know you all have other things.
No, but is it like what we would like to do? Like, oh, I would like to be an airport airplane pilot, or I would do my old job.
Your old job has to be kick-ass.
I would want to be like a very powerful woman, like Martha Stewart.
Like Uma Thurman.
But not like her, but like
nice
but like
Martha
as powerful
Stewart.
As her,
like
but doing my thing. Yeah, I'd like to be an entrepreneur, but a real one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would like to do my old job again because I was good at it and I would never want to do something that... But if I could do anything in the whole world, I think I would like to plant stuff. Yeah, if I could make money planting and just like watering
planting
flowers.
Planting money trees.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It would be a very nice job to do.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe
you
I
would be unemployed.
I would be unemployed.
What?
I would be unemployed too. I'd be perfectly happy having nothing to do.
Sorry, what was your question?
But how would you spend your days?
Doing plants.
Doing plants.
I don't know.
Oh, firing people, hiring people.
I would like to be a contestant on the Paris Hilton's my new BFF. I watched the final yesterday. She chose the one I thought she would, but I just watched it twice. The first and the last.
I'd like to be a judge on any reality show. Like Top Design, Top Chef, or Project Runway.
Bravo, you like to work at Bravo TV.
Yeah, I'd like to work at Bravo TV. I'd like to own Bravo TV so I could be the judge in any of the...
Nobody can tell you no, you know, you own it, right? That's it.
Yeah, you should own NBC.
Just like with Heidi Klum.
Yeah.
Because she's like also the producer of Project Runway.
Yeah.
That's why nobody says no to her. Only Ken Lee.
That's why she... Okay, no.
Do you have any pre-show rituals?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You see that box there?
Yeah.
That's our god.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, good.
No, we listen to music, very gay music that we like. And we...
Yeah,
we dance.
We listen to, like, gay music very loud. Like, Whitney Houston, it's all right, but...
It's not okay, Thunder Puss remix. Girls Aloud,
Shakira.
Call the shots.
Shakira. She was trying to get the
Shakira.
Lyrics from Whatever Whenever.
Ah.
It was really hard.
Yeah,
really?
It's really hard to sing.
There's one track that says, you're lucky my breasts are small and humble, so you cannot confound them with mountains.
Yeah, really.
That's
really?
In the middle of
that's
the
song. That's a bit like one of our lyrics. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but is it possible to say that line on singing like that way?
Yeah.
No, but we on the last 5 tours we've been drinking a shot of tequila every day. Not like just one, but like several shots. And I don't know why in Japan this time I couldn't eat like even like tempura. Any fried anything because I had like a huge acid stomach.
Yeah.
So I think it's a result from those tequilas.
The liver suffers.
Well, I was listening recently to How I Became Paranoid, and I just wanted to ask, which one of you is most paranoid?
Adriano. Who wrote this song?
Yeah.
He's very paranoid.
Are you pleased with the outcome of the recent U.S. elections?
Yes. Oh,
yes. Congratulations, everybody.
Yeah, I remember, where were we, France?
We were in France, I guess, yeah.
And Bethany, she selling merch for us.
She's American.
She was like, it was a bad day for her, like professionally. Of course, we sold loads of t-shirts. It was other kind of stuff. But she was just like, you know what? I don't care. This was a very good day for me. And she was quite emotional at the time. And it must be so much better for you, you know, who you're an American to have this election. Because, like, she was so happy.
And it's really cool because I think sometimes we get the impression that Americans don't really care about the rest of the world. And it's like... like this, established like this for 8 years, and now that everybody's super happy and all this thing happened, we see that everybody's really wanting to do something about the stuff that's going on. So it's really cool. We're really, really happy. It affects a lot us as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. That was a really hopeful time for a lot of people. We were really looking forward to that outcome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right. If you were a toy, what toy would you be?
Okay, we were in Japan and I went to Disneyland Tokyo. If I was a toy, I would like to be the Minnie Mouse ears, but the ones that are not the tiaras, the ones that are the, like, you know, like this thing, how do you call this?
A rubber band.
Yeah, it's a rubber band with our ears stuck on it. And all, do you see all the baby girls like with the ears on the little hair like this? I would like to be those ears.
I don't know. I'd like to be
a domino.
A domino? I'd like Sudoku. To be chess. Because I'm very complicated.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I will be a pop quiz.
I will be a retarded toy, or a pop quiz.
A pop quiz.
Okay.
And you, Carol?
I don't know.
A Sudoku I like.
You go Sudoku.
All right.
Which is also very complicated. As
yeah.
Well.
I've never finished one. I have no patience. If you were given the chance to play a show on the moon, would you do it?
Yeah, sure. I mean,
if I had like 100% warranty, I would come back alive.
Yeah. That's true. But I'll totally do. Yeah, depending on the condition.
Yeah, I don't know if the sound would sound really good there.
I think I would be a bit lazy. I don't know. At the moment, if it was today, I would say no. I'd be too tired. My boyfriend would kill me. If I said no.
This is a heavier question. One of these days, what would you like to see changed in this world? If there's any one thing that you would like to change.
I would like for the Brazilian passport to be as
acceptable,
cheerful, and easy and breezy and beautiful as any other passport. It's like the Japanese passport.
No, it's like European passport.
No, I would like...
It has to be, because you need... If you're Japanese...
No! If you're Japanese, you don't need a tourist visa for anywhere.
Really?
Anywhere.
Yeah, I would like to have a Japanese visa.
No, we would like to have the Brazilian passport to be as admirável, como eu falei isso? As honorable and trustworthy as a Japanese passport. So people wouldn't treat us like...
Like Brazil.
Like Brazilians. I would change this. You know what I also would change? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I would change our LA show date so we could see Kathy Griffin's show.
Yeah.
Because we're playing at the same night. At the same time. That's why it's not sold out yet. Because all the gays are going to Kathy Griffin. And also our show.
I'd like to see Oprah as president and Cher as the vice president, and Mariah Carey as Hillary Clinton. What she does? What's the name?
Secretary of State.
That you
oh my God.
Deal with the rest
yeah,
of
then the like world Divas, would end.
And Divas Live.
Yeah. No, it would be like a ruling in America as a VH1's Divas Live show.
Yeah, and Aretha is gonna scream more than anybody else.
I'd like to see gay marriage legalized in the whole world.
Me too.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah, and the end of poverty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And peace.
That's a big one.
I like that all Brazil is like Higienópolis in São Paulo.
Yeah, that Brazil would be like nicer
and I very like to have savory treats everywhere in the world. Because everywhere you go, it's just like blueberry muffins instead of pão de queijo.
Yeah, savory treats.
Yeah.
When Brazil is like the biggest nation ever, like the new China, we will have savory treats everywhere.
Yeah. As for breakfast.
Sounds good. I think those are all some good solutions.
Oh, and Lidia Mateus, we've got to check this new artist.
Oh, really? Oh, tell us about it.
His name is LIDIOMATEUS. Lidia Mateus.
We'll check it out.
On YouTube.
Right. He's not like he's a cover artist.
Yeah, but he's really good.
Yeah, he's
amazing.
He's yeah.
I have his songs in my head all the time.
You should just talk about it.
Yeah.
So that's what you're listening to lately?
Yeah, Lidia Mateus.
Okay, excellent.
That was one of my questions.
Yeah, that was actually.
Oh, okay, good.
All right. So for our listeners who've never experienced a live CSS show, how would you best describe it?
Emotion, colors, glitter,
a splash
more glitter, and a splash of
a hint of tequila,
a hint of tequila,
and some infusion of caffeine
and beer for me.
If you are on the left side of the stage, beer. If you are on the right side of the stage,
not much alcohol, but a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Are you all really tired of being sexy?
No, just Beyonce.
Beyonce is.
Just Beyonce. Yeah. Okay, because I heard this is going to be the sexiest show in San Diego this year.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's not sexy. We don't put on bikinis.
Yeah, we have
We're
a pole
like
in the middle of the stage.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's like,
the
very antithesis of sexy. Our show.
As you can see.
It's like not
with
sexy
your eyes.
At all. Yeah.
It's like this shoe here.
Yeah.
Which is very comfortable. It's like this shoe.
Yeah. If I had to describe the show, I would describe as not sexy at all.
As a...
Like 0% sexy.
With camurça.
Suede.
Great.
Slip-ons. Granny panties.
Yeah, you finish up with the last question.
Okay.
I would describe as granny panties.
Oh my gosh.
They're so comfortable.
Those are comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Some people find them sexy, but they're just weird.
Yeah. They're just comfortable. Our show is very comfortable.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, it depends on the granny, though. I mean, you know, some are great.
Not a hot granny.
Or
no.
Okay.
No, not a hot granny.
No.
Like
not Melanie Griff.
For a price. No. Like a very smart granny. Like a
cool granny. Like Kathy Griffin's mom.
Yeah! What's her name again?
Megan Griffin.
Yeah.
Pop quiz.
One last question then. Well, actually, it's not a question at all, but we ask this of most of the people that we talk to. It's a request. And we ask you to do your best pirate impression.
Pirates?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pirates?
I have one.
Pirate. Okay.
Are you ready, kids?
Hi, Captain.
Yes, Captain.
Who is in a pineapple under the sea? Bob's. Absorbent and yellow, and chorus is he? Ah! All right.